Welcome to Creative Minds Smart Money, the podcast where creativity and business smarts collide. I'm your host, Samantha Eck, bookkeeper, business coach, and your go-to guide for building the creative business of your dreams. Whether it's mastering your money, streamlining your systems, or growing your business, I'm here to share insights that empower you to thrive. Plus, I'll be bringing in industry experts to dive into all aspects of entrepreneurship, so you can turn your passion into profit without losing your creative spark. Let's get started. You're listening to the Creative Minds Smart Money Podcast. And if you didn't already know, Bench Accounting was supposed to be shut down on December 27th, 2024. As of this morning, we have a new update, and I wanted to make sure that I came on and talked about it because I did talk about the shutdown, and I want to make sure that you, as my listeners, and anybody who may be new to listening, is just as well informed as anybody else. So Bench Accounting was recently announced to shut down on December 27th. As of December 30th, they have announced that they have been acquired by employer.com. So I'm reading this directly from a TechCrunch article that was released today at 8:55 a.m. Pacific, which is about 12 o'clock our time, that they are going to allow Crunch users to port their data or keep their service under new ownership. Now, unbeknownst to me, I was not aware fully of what that really meant, but someone who's been using Bench actually reached out to me and helped me to understand kind of what was going on behind that. So Bench is giving you two options. You can either approve the data transfer ownership to employer.com, where you can read their privacy policy. You can go ahead and just trust them again. Or your other option is you can not continue, but you will not be getting a refund. So this in and of itself creates multiple issues because as business owners, why would we not want to be refunded for services we're not going to use? I do understand that Bench probably does not have the money to refund people, but at the same point, the new company should be in some way, shape, or form offering that sort of refund because so many people are going to want to leave the company. Now, I understand that a lot of people are also going to want to stay, so I want to talk about three things I want you to think about if you are thinking about staying on with Bench. This episode is going to be so short. I really just want to get straight to the point and kind of help you think about these things before you fully commit to going back to Bench with a new company. So first of all, I do want you to understand that employer.com is a new company. It just opened and the owner, Jesse Tinsley, just announced his acquisition of the domain in November for about $450,000. He is behind a bunch of HR onboarding and recruiting related businesses. And their privacy policy actually says nothing about accounting or tax preparation. So keep that in mind when you are deciding to, if you are deciding to transition to them, because it is such an unstable relationship right now. We know nothing about it. You could be putting yourself in deeper water. Now, he did say that he is still acquiring companies and they are not VC backed. They are entirely self-funded. So there is that to think about as well. Again, as a bookkeeper, it is not my duty to tell you what to do. It is more just me wanting you to make the best decisions for your business. So before you jump back in with Bench, I really do want you to think of three things. And this is so important because if you just jump back in with them, you could be risking so much. So please ask yourself these three questions before you jump back into them and really think about what I'm telling you right now. The first question is data ownership important to you? If owning your data matters to you, porting it over to this new version of Bench is not going to be any better. You still don't own your data. Your data is owned by another company, and now you're just transferring that ownership to employer.com. If you 100% want ownership over your data so that you can do what you want with it when you want with it, then you need to be considering looking at a different accounting software entirely. Using some of these fintech companies, a lot of them will own your data. Places like QuickBooks, Xero, FreshBooks, Wave, like I suggested in my previous podcast episode, are places that you really want to look at if you want to have any sort of data ownership. So ask yourself that question. Is data ownership important to you? The second question I want you to ask is, would you rather have someone you can comfortably rely on? Employer.com has announced that they are hiring back most of the bench employees. Now, there were over 12,000 people that had businesses with bench, and there was about 500 employees. So if you do the math on that, you can see that there was a lot more customers than there were employees. If you crave that attention and you need those answers and someone who is going to be a partner for you, you need more than just a bench accountant who is handling, you know, hundreds of other customers. So you really want to think about that. Do you would you rather have someone you can comfortably rely on, or would you rather have people that you could potentially be shifted to and from? When working with smaller firms like me or other people, those firms are specifically, and I'm saying this specifically, those firms are going to be the people that are going to work with you individually and intimately. I may have employees underneath me, but I still work with all of my clients individually. I still do the financial review for them. I still chat with them. I still check in with them because it's important for me to build that relationship with my clients. So that point of understanding then comes from, would you rather have someone you comfortably rely on? Again, I want to mention that a lot of us bookkeepers out there and newer bookkeepers are not about shaming or judging you either. If you have messy books, I'm not judging you. I am there to get you caught up and get your books to the place they need to be. I don't care how messy they are. What I care about is you having the right information so that you can make informed decisions about your business. And the third question I want you to ask yourself is, can you trust them again after Friday? So Friday, they just dumped you. They dumped you. Now, I know they were acquired by a new company, but if that is the way that the previous bench people treated you, can you trust what they're going to do moving forward? Or are you just going to end up being in some sort of dilemma? Now, I understand that leaving bench would require you to leave behind some money, especially if you have paid a lot of money. As I said in my last video, I am offering very deep discounts for people who are coming from bench. I want you to feel supported. I want you to feel seen. I want to help you get your books caught up. My purpose here is not to charge you through the nose. It is not to make you have a lot of money that you need to pay. My purpose is to give you a clear direction so that you can move forward. And like I said, there's no monthly services that are required. If you just need someone to help you get caught up, that is what I'm here for. So with that in mind, again, I want to remind you, these are the three questions you want to ask yourself. Is data ownership important to you? Would you rather have someone you can comfortably rely on? And can you trust them again after Friday? That is everything I have for you today. If this episode was helpful to you and you know other bench users, sharing this would mean the world to me so that we can get this information out to them. If you have any other questions, accounting, bookkeeping, whatever it is, please feel free to message me. I appreciate you all and I wish you the happiest of New Year's. Farewell, fellow travelers.